الحمد لله، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. Today we will also be continuing this very important issue, and that is our faith in the predestination, al-qadr, the divine decree by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue reading the hadith in Sahih Muslim regarding this issue. Ali radiallahu anhu, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that we were in a funeral in the Baqi' of Gharqad, that is the place in Medina to bury the dead. Most of the companions are buried there. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the graveyard, and he sat down and we sat down around him. He had a piece of stick in his hand. He was pointing it to the ground. Then he said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there is none, no soul amongst you except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have already written its place in paradise or in hellfire. It has been already written whether it will be a happy soul or a miserable soul. So one man said, O Messenger of Allah, shouldn't we depend upon what is already written and therefore leave all actions, not act? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no, and in another narration he said no, no, no. He said no, he who is already written to be amongst the people of happiness, then he will be guided to the action of the people of happiness. And he who is already written from the people of misery, he will be guided to the action of the people of misery. Then he said, you must act. You must act. And each one of you is going to be guided and led to the proper action. Those who will be amongst the happy people who are going to be in paradise, they will be guided and led to the action of the people of happiness. And those who are going to be amongst the people of misery, that is in hellfire, they will be guided and led to the action of the people of misery. Then he recited the verse in Quran which says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. He who believes and gives and becomes pious, then we will lead him to the nice determination, that is paradise. And he who becomes miser and he does not believe and he rejects, then we will guide him to the tough place, and that is hellfire. Now, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes it very clear that the fact that Allah have already predestined for us where we are going to be, either in paradise or in hellfire, does not mean that we should stop acting. Why? Because we don't know what has been predestined for us. I don't know whether I am in the group which will go to paradise or the group which will go to hellfire. I do my best to please Allah by having the right faith and by doing good. And if I am sincere in my actions, and if I do things according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I wish that I will be amongst the people of paradise. And similarly, if I don't have the wrong faith and I don't have the right actions, then I will be fearful for myself that I will be going to hellfire. And of course, we know from Quran and we know from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he who dies with the wrong faith, then he is going to be totally deprived of paradise, and he is going to be amongst the people of hellfire, and he will be dwelling in hellfire forever. But he who dies with the right faith, then we have two groups. One group is the group which will go to heavens directly without punishment, and that is the group which will come with good actions more than bad actions. The other group, which might be punished before going eventually to paradise, is the group which comes with bad actions more than good actions. So in this verse, the Prophet, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon reciting the verse in the Book of Allah, is making it clear that not only the position of everyone is already predestined, but also the actions which lead to those positions are predestined. In other words, if you are predestined to be in heavens, then you will be predestined also to act according to the action of those people who will go to heaven. And if you are predestined to go to hellfire, then your actions also, which will lead to hellfire, are predestined. In other words, when someone finds himself doing the actions of the people who will go to heavens, then this is a sign that he is going in the right direction. This is a sign that if he dies as such, and he does his actions sincerely for the sake of Allah, that he is indeed one of the people of the paradise. And also, if he is acting wrongly and doing things which will lead him to hellfire, then if he dies on this situation, then this is a great sign that he will be one of the people of hellfire. So this is very important for us to understand. And when we look at this issue, the fact that one is in heavens or hellfire, we should not only look at the result that someone is decreed to be in heaven and someone is decreed to be in hellfire. We should also look to the road to both results. The road or the way to heavens is the actions of the people of heavens, and the way to hellfire are the actions of the people of hellfire. So if you look only with one eye, or with you look only at the result and you disregard the way to the result, then you are not doing justice in your look. But you have to look at both the result and what leads to this result. Therefore, upon hearing this from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions understood more the importance of action, because there are some narrations which say that when the companions asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out to the companions with two books in his hands, one book in his right hand and one book in his left hand, he said, in this book there are the names of the people of heavens, and in this book there are the names of the people of hellfire. Then he threw those two books and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already finished his decree with his creatures. So some people said, shouldn't we depend on what is already written in those two books? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you must act. And then he recited the verse that we mentioned. So in this hadith, when the companions heard this, they said, now we will act more. In other words, they understood that it is by action that they will go to the final result, either heavens or hellfire. Now, the fact that the actions are made to be the cause for either heavens or hellfire does not mean that those actions are the does not mean that heavens, for example, is the price, is the equal price for our actions. Because no matter what we do, we will not be even paying anything of Allah's gratitude and bounty on us. Even if we worship Him day and night, we will not be paying the gratitude of one bounty, and that is the eye that He has given us. So how about the rest of the bounties? And how about the paradise, which is something beyond description? So all this paradise has been the reward by Allah's mercy and by Allah's favor and by Allah's grace, and not by our actions. But our actions are meant to be the causes and the reasons to go to paradise or hellfire. So one should not understand that our actions have no value. We cannot say this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when He spoke about paradise, He said, "This paradise that you have been granted for your action." So our action have been made as the means to paradise, and our action are the means to hellfire also. So therefore, one has to be very careful about his actions, and to do them in the most perfect way as much as he can, and in the most sincere way as much you can. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a man would be acting such actions of the people of heavens, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his final action to be an action of the people of hellfire, and therefore he will be taken to hellfire. And a man will be acting all along with actions of the people of hellfire, and then Allah will make his final action to be an action of the people of heavens, paradise, and he will be taken to paradise. Now, in this hadith, it is very clear that one has to be very careful about his intentions. When he does good actions, he should be doing those good actions for the sake of Allah alone. And if he is not doing this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him at the end of his life, and he will make him act something which is an action of the people of hellfire, and he will be taken to hellfire for that. So in this hadith also, one should not think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most merciful, the most kind, the most just, that if you do your best all along to please Allah by doing the right thing and by being sincere, that at the end of your life he will make you do something bad and take you to hellfire. No, in this hadith it means that some people who do things which are apparently good actions, but they are not doing them for the sake of Allah. They are doing them for a worldly gain, for some praise to hear, for any worldly gain, but they are not doing them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to deceive Allah, and Allah deceives them by making their final action that of the hellfire people, and that will take them to hellfire. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead us to the right path and to make our actions acceptable to Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.